Tracy and Tanea. Hi guys.
Hey.
Kids books. So Tracy is our resident kids book expert. Aren't you, Tracy?
Kind of. I love kids books. It's so much fun. We tend to lose that sense of imagination and fun as we get older, but dipping back into kids books lets you embrace that again and again and again.
Just have fun.
Yeah, there's so much... so many things that you can do in kids' books that you can't do in adult books. And
sorry, I'm just thinking of if they tried to do it in adult books and how badly that would not work.
It would be so much fun if some of it was carried over to adult books. I mean, that's why so many people like to read fantasy, because it has
kids
that
books
kind
for
of
grown-ups.
That anything can happen kind of mentality.
Mm.
I mean, I've just finished reading the new Jack and Moriarty middle grade title, which is coming out next month, I think. It's called The Extremely Inconvenient Adventures of Bronte Metalstone. Very long title. But it was so much fun. It took me almost no time to read, even though it's quite a substantial book. But it was just one adventure after the other. And I could... it's just... yeah. You get to play with dragons and play with water sprites and, go on adventures and just lots of fun stuff.
Who says kids' books are just for kids?
They're not.
They're not.
They lied.
Everyone should be made to read a kid's book at least once a month, just to keep
just to
their
put
imagination.
A smile on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at the popularity of the Harry Potter books. They weren't just kids' books. Mm-hmm. Adults read them
adults
and continue to read them.
I'll buy them for you so that I can read them all. Well, I mean, this year alone, I've read, right now I'm reading Nevermore by Jessica Townsend, which is just pure adventure. Like, so much happening in it. And I'm just sitting there like going, this is a magical place. And I mean, I've read, what else have I read that's kids? I've read Isabel Carmody.
Yeah, beautiful books.
Absolutely beautiful. There's been more, I know it.
I know, I can't think of what I've read.
I know.
I know I've read more and I'm like, what have I read that's middle grade or for kids?
Well, I've been reading a lot of them. So I've read The Rogues, which is book one, is The Accidental Heroes. It's a new series by Leanne Tanner, who wrote The Keepers, which is another amazing, adventurous kids series. I've read The Wizard of Once by Cressida Cow, who wrote the How to Train Your Dragon series. And I have to say, I loved How to Train Your Dragon, but I love this new series even better because it is just so much fun. The characters are, you know, a wizard that has no magic, a warrior who's not supposed to have any magic but has stolen, in inverted commas, a magical sword from her mother's dungeon, and has a spoon of all things, plus a warrior plus a warrior bodyguard who, anytime there's any danger, falls asleep. So
interesting.
It's such a fun book.
It just sounds like a recipe for hilarious disaster, basically.
Basically.
Oh, he's asleep again. Yep. Pretty standard.
But there's just so many great books coming. You know. Even that the illustrated version of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, which...
just anything Harry Potter, give it to me now.
We can't wait for. There's, for those adults who read Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials series,
yes.
There's his... What are they calling it? It's a equal, not a sequel. It's an equal because it starts before the events of His Dark Materials. So that's coming. It's called La Belle Sauvage, which is coming... October, I think it is.
Yeah, not long to go.
No, that's coming soon. And then there's just so many great books coming for kids this Christmas.
Yeah.
Particularly middle grade, I have to say.
I remember when I read The Magic Misfits by Neil Patrick Harris. And yes, Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother. And that was so much fun.
He
I really enjoyed it. It was like about magic, but like illusionist magic, not Harry Potter magic. And it was just a lot of fun. Really diverse set of characters, which is good to see in kids' books as well. And I just really enjoyed it. It made me so happy to read it. And I just, like, sat there in an afternoon and just, like, read it. And I just had this big smile on my face. So I think that's really good.
I have to put that on my list.
Yeah,
me
that,
too.
I think kids will like it a lot this year. So,
and for little kids, there's a picture book coming, Imagine, John Lennon's song, which is beautiful. Beautiful picture book format. Tim Minchin, Australian comedian's got
When
I
Grow
Up, which looks really cool.
Bound to be funny.
Zoe Foster Blake's got that No One Likes a Fart, which kids love, disgusting fart books, and that should be interesting.
All of Aaron Blabey's as well.
Yeah, I found a book. There's one that I'm going to have to buy for myself. It's called Franklin's Flying Bookshop, and it's Franklin's a dragon, and he has a flying bookshop on his back.
Cute. Oh, how cool so is that?
I want a flying around bookshelf on my back. Bookshop.
Both. I want them both on my back.
I want the dragon. I mean, you look at
Franklin. Is that the dragon arrives and you get a book and then he flies off and when he comes back?
Or you could just fly around with the dragon all day reading books.
You could be the librarian.
Yeah.
I would totally go for that job.
So would I.
Frantically check Seek. That sounds magical. Who was that by, sorry?
It's by Jen Campbell. It's out now. Okay. But, and then there's things like the Madeleine Finn and the Library Dog, which is a beautiful book about a little girl who's not very confident about reading, who reads to the library dog.
Cute.
And because the dog doesn't worry if she gets anything wrong, she learns how to read.
It's adorable.
It's actually echoes a program that they're doing in real life in various locations where they get children reading to animals.
So they don't get stage fright.
Yeah, good books. And animals, you can't go wrong.
No.
There's so many great, good kids' books coming.
Even on my desk right now, I've got a book called The Land of Never Endings by Kate Saunders, and it just sounds so cute and really imaginative and gives me Enid Blyton vibes, and I loved Enid Blyton, so it makes me really excited to go and read it and love it, because I feel like I'm going to love it without even reading any of it yet.
I was tidying my bookshelf yesterday, and I found that one, so I've moved that to the front of my reading list, but
hopefully we like it. I think it will. It sounds amazing. This is why I like kids' books so much. Like, I feel like you can go into them knowing you're going to love it, because it's so different from anything else.
Yeah. And it's like picking up old friends sometimes. I mean, I love the Enid Blyton stories. I used to read all of them, like the Faraway Tree and even the Famous Five and the Secret Seven. I loved the Trixie Belden detective stories, which were came out of the US. Nancy Drew.
Mm.
I'm trying to think some of the other really, really good kids' books I read. I mean, I love The Chronicles of Narnia, which has probably started my love of fantasy.
I only read The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and I had to read it for school. I never went back and read any of the other ones. All of them. But it always surprises me how short they are. Like, I think they're going to be longer, and then I see them, and I'm like, why are you so little?
But yeah, they're some of the books that I read time and time. Yeah, and things like Little Women and...
they're on my list too.
Anne of Green Gables.
On my list as well.
I'm trying to think of what else. There's so many good kids' books. And there's something relaxing about curling up and reading one of those books, knowing nothing really bad is going to happen. It's all going to work out in the end. And, you know, just sit back and have fun.
Yeah. And so that's... What were your favourite... We were sort of discussing this, but what were your favourites as kids? Like, did you have a top one that you always went to?
I'm going to go through my list because I have a list prepared.
You're very prepared.
I really, really love the Magic Faraway Tree series by Enid Blyton, which I did just reread. I reread them last month, loved that experience so much. There's so much you just don't pick up on as a kid, and so you reread them, and it's
goes over your head.
You listen to them on audiobook.
They're also amazing. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, next thing to do, Enid Blyton on audiobook. I read a lot of Enid Blyton, and I passed it on to my cousins. So, I felt good that I've, given that such a great author.
Spread the joy.
Yeah, spread the joy with, people I love. But another favourite was a series called Molly Moon's Incredible Book of Hypnotism by Georgia Bing.
Oh.
I loved those books so much. They were crazy, hypnotism. There was some time traveling, I think, in the third one. It's a series I feel like not many people knew about. And I just remember, the cover, it was I can't explain. I'll have to show you a photo of the cover and you'll be this is why she picked it up. But they were a lot of fun. I feel like there's not many books about hypnotism. So they have stuck in my memory for years because they were so original. And then I have Anne of Green Gables and Little Women as well. I loved Meg Cabot. She was one of my favorite authors. In particular, I really liked the Mediator series, but I mean, Princess Diaries is also always great. And then obviously Harry Potter, because who would I be without Harry Potter? That's a given. And then I didn't actually read these as kids. I read them only a few years ago, but I feel like if I'd read them as a kid, I would have enjoyed them. And that's Percy Jackson by Rick Riordan.
Oh, okay,
Riordan. I never know how to say his name.
Riordan, yeah.
Riordan. I think they would have been a lot of fun to read as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, most of those came out as well. So adults, but in terms of when I was younger, I loved the Harry Potter.
Well, we always love the Harry Potter.
The Winnie the Pooh series, I'm thinking of.
Yeah!
But also Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter, yes. But I love Winnie the Pooh. It's something, Eeyore is my favourite character, hands down, out of all of them. But I have a cat named Tigger, and, I have Winnie the Pooh cookie jars and a kettle and all sorts of weird and wonderful little accessories.
That really reminds me of childhood always. Yeah. And how simple and beautiful they are.
Yeah, and it's just so much fun. I even like sitting back with my niece and nephew watching the movies, and yeah, they're lots of fun. I'm trying to think of the other kids' books that I really loved. I read so many books as a kid. The Enid Blyton ones were right up there.
There's just something about them.
It's just so much fun.
Yes. Like, who wouldn't want to, like, have friends who live in this massive tree? And at the top of the tree is a magical land that changes every few days.
That sounds awesome.
Who wouldn't want that? Like, and, like, to get back down to the bottom of the tree, because you've climbed it. It's a lot of hard work. A slide in the middle of the tree. Like, who wouldn't want that?
That's completely logical.
Yeah. Very logical. Absolutely. I think we should build one here at Booktopia, and that's how we go home. We slide down the slide.
Can all our books be inside the tree?
Yes.
I still want to have a tree house. And I think it's in Blyton's Faraway Tree that made me really want to have a tree house.
It really spoke to you as a kid?
No, as an adult.
As an adult as well.
You know, one of those really expensive big ones that they build, like on that show Treehouse Masters, where you know, they've got proper bedrooms and a kitchen and a fireplace and all that sort of stuff. I happily
lived in the forest in a treehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of treehouses, Andy Griffiths and Terry Denton's
ooh, nice
treehouse series. I bought a copy for my neighbour when they were here, and I got it signed with them. But I took it home, and my mum was having a look at it, and she picked it up, and she's like, "This makes me think of Enid Blyton and like the treehouse and like a lot of fun." She's like, "These are the kinds of books that I like to read to you, to me, my sister," because she's like,
"For a new generation,
you can just see that so imaginative." So she was really excited by that, because as someone who does no longer have kids, kid-aged readers, I guess she's a bit out of the loop of kids' books. So she was really excited by those. So
and that series is probably the perfect example of just how much fun you can have with
and
kids
craziness
books. And where you can get away with it. A submarine sandwich.
Yep.
Submarine sandwich.
Yep.
Why not?
Anything can happen.
There are no rules in the treehouse. And there are very rarely any rules in the kids' book world.
You look at some of the great classic kids' books like Possum Magic, which is still being read today.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know, some of the Alice and Lester books, which are just beautiful. Trying to think, things that I like, well, the Wombat stories, A Very Sleepy Wombat, which is coming for Christmas this year. One Very Tired Wombat, the Renee Tremble book. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
But, kids' books.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't read anywhere near as much as you guys did, especially as a kid. Harry Potter was the beginning of the sort of reading obsession, and that's why Mum always says that she'll forever be grateful to J.K. Rowling, because she got my children to read. Like, that's what she says. I mean, obviously, I still read, and there are books that I remember reading as a kid that I loved, sometimes for pleasure, sometimes for school. Did you guys ever... there was this book that I read called... the series is called Children of the Lamp, and it was by Philip Kerr. And the first one was called The Akhenaten Adventure. I don't know if I'm pronouncing
it. Never heard of it.
And I don't think I read the whole series, but I remember reading that one. I still have it. And it's about these two kids who find out that they're genies.
Oh, okay.
Jin, I can't pronounce it. And I remember loving it. I really should reread it. There's bits that I remember so vividly, like it happened in the movies. Wow, you got really excited.
Just thought of a book I love.
Could go.
Charlotte's Web. How did I not think of Charlotte's Web?
Can
sorry.
I admit I
yes,
read
continue.
That?
Continue your thing. We can come back to Charlotte's Web.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't, I think apart from Harry Potter, I never really read any of the really popular ones. Like, I never read the Charlotte's Webs or the...
I adored Charlotte's
the
Web.
Enid Blyton. I never read any of those. It's not to my memory anyway. I can't remember. But, and then as you all are aware, I bring up any podcast pretty much that my favourite was always Peter Pan.
Loved Peter Pan. Loved the classic fairy tales as a kid as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're just...
Yeah. Well, no, my love of reading. I didn't read very much when I was really, really little, but I had an amazing year one teacher who really instilled in me a love of reading. And from that moment on, it was dangerous taking me anywhere near a bookstore or a library because, you know, it's worse now that I actually have money to spend on books.
That's it.
As a kid, I remember birthdays, Christmas, always wanting money to buy books. And,
that's pretty cute.
Or, you know, going to the library and borrowing as many books as I possibly could each week and reading all of them.
Do you know what's rough is that there's this story that I remember reading, but I was so young that it's so vague that I can't actually remember what it is. I'm pretty sure it was called Starry Night or Starry Nights or something like that. I don't remember who the author was. I remember that it was a blue book. I vaguely remember the themes of it. It was quite a sad book set by the water. There was a loss theme to it. I think someone had died and it was just amazing, and I can't, and it kills me that, because I want to bring back my childhood.
You'd be surprised. You could probably Google, if you can remember enough of it,
I have.
Because this happened to me before I read it in school, and I could not think of what it was called, and I managed to, like, suss it out.
I'm sure I have it somewhere, like, in the abyss that is all my leftovers in my room kind of thing. But I love looking at all these books that I would read as a child, like the, you know, the Akeneton Adventure ones, and it's so comforting, and that's why I love to read kids' books now and think, you know, this might mean to someone what that book meant to me when I was growing up, you know. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I still have a lot of the books that I collected as a kid, and a lot of them are falling apart because they've been read so many times. The binding has disintegrated, because they've been in storage at my parents' place, I've just recently unpacked some of them. Yeah. So, yeah, just loved.
Can't get rid of them. Can never throw them away.
No, I can't throw them away.
I will just need to have a house of books, basically.
Even in our family, and I don't know whether you guys have read a lot of them, but golden books. Like, we've had some that my grandfather bought from my mother that's been handed down, like, really old golden books. Which you don't see many of them around anymore.
The little ones with, like, the gold spine. You would know them. Trust me, you would know them.
I would know them.
You would know them. Like, we'll go back up and I'll show your phone. You'd be like, oh, those.
Right. The kind of things you'd find in antique stores? Is that, or secondhand bookstores?
Not even, maybe secondhand bookstores, but they were so popular, 30, 40 years ago.
Today's Googling.
I'm Googling now. I'm like, you need to know.
Live podcast Googling, everyone. Get ready for the revelation.
For me to spell it correctly.
And for me to remember it as well.
You will. If you don't, I will be like, what is wrong
with you? Forever judge me.
These ones. With, like, the little gold spine.
Oh, okay. The spines I recognize, yes. But nothing else I recognize. I
wouldn't expect you to recognize all the books, but the spines.
No, okay. No, I know
so
that's
many
fine.
Published.
Yep.
Yeah, the puppy one that I remember quite vividly.
Like the pork little puppy or the shy little kitten. Bless. Yes. I remember
these. There's so many sweet ones.
What was that? Kids book, I used to love the picture book. It was a red dog or something. It was about a giant red dog.
Oh, Clifford.
Clifford!
How did you forget Clifford's name?
What's
wrong with you?
I'm old. My brain has fried.
Babysitter's Club? Saddle Club? How did I not think of all of these books?
There's just too many amazing.
They're just coming to my mind. I'm like, I just want to reread them all.
Yeah. And the classics, like the Christmas Carol. Did you guys ever read that?
I don't think I read it.
I want to. I just haven't yet.
Not really a Christmas themed kind of enjoy, like, it with Christmas books, Christmas movies, except Pig the Elf by Aaron Blady, which is I read that recently. It has a display section in my bedroom. It you know, every other book is like spine, and then it's like Aaron Blady's book front on, because I want Pig staring at my room. Like, that is, I love that book. But no, I didn't read the Christmas.
No, we used to read things like The Night Before Christmas and I'm trying to think. When Santa came, when Tracy, we had this book called When Tracy Came for Christmas, because like Cyclone Tracy was the year before I was born.
Okay.
So when I was born,
is that why you were named Tracy?
6 months? No.
she's gonna mess everything up. But
everyone,
Tracy.
Everyone bought me, someone bought me the When Tracy Came for Christmas, which was a kids' book about Cyclone Tracy.
Oh my gosh,
it's quite funny. And there used to be. I remember when my godmother actually gave me a big green hippopotamus, one that you could actually sit on, because that song, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, which has been made into a book. Have you
never read it? No bells.
Sing well, yeah, well, I am a fair bit older than both of you, but Yeah, I remember that vividly. I remember when we had to throw out the hippopotamus. It's very sad.
So what do we think will be the books that for the next generation, or you know, the one that's sort of growing up now, that will make such an impact? I mean Andy and Terry, the Treehouse series.
Harry Potter will continue.
You think it'll keep
because
keep
now
it on?
It's up to people who read it as kids who are going to start to have kids, and they're going to share that with their kids.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to keep going. So I think Harry Potter is safe. It's there for a while.
It's one of those
things
that'll be forever.
Yes,
it'll be eternal, kind of
like
Jane Austen books, but you know, classics for kids.
But what else?
What else do you reckon will stand the test of time, or just you know, because there's a lot of authors coming out now that are just...
So many kids' books that are being published or republished. You look at Enid Blyton's been republished
so much
at the moment. And in New Incarnations for the people that read it as kids, like the parody titles and that. Dr. Seuss has experienced a resurgence. So I think Dr. Seuss will continue indefinitely. I'm trying to think of who else. I think
anything really could, like, I just think this is the good thing about kids' books. Like, you could give it 10 years and still go back and pick it up and still enjoy
it's
it
still
and have
relevant
fun.
And
yeah, you don't need other knowledge to be able to read it and understand what's going on. And I think that's what's good about kids' books. Yeah. I can't think of any though, specifically.
Specifically, it's going to be more the fantasy titles that will endure because they don't date. Like,
true.
There's not a lot of technology in most of the classic tales that we read, the ones that we really, really love. It's time agnostic almost. Like, it doesn't matter whether...
So it doesn't seem dated. Yeah.
Ditto, so many good kids' books.
It's difficult just to pick one.
I just wish we could sit and read kids' books all day now.
Yeah.
Well, I am reading a kid's book at the moment, you know.
Oh, you're reading Nevermore.
Still reading Nevermore, read it on the train, read it at lunch, read it on the train home. Very excited. So,
well, I've read so many kids' books recently, I've now moved to an adult book, but...
You're like, ooh. Yeah, no, I'm always looking forward to a new kid's book because, you're right, it's just, it's easy, it's fun.
I find them a good book if you feel like you're getting into a bit of a reading slump, go pick up a kid's book.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll just...
Refresh you.
It's just a much simpler read. Like, not that, like, reading is difficult or challenging or whatever, but if you feel like you don't want to read, go and pick up a kid's book, and it's just, like, the complete opposite. It'll make you want to read, and, like, you'll finish it, and then you'll be back into a mood of reading again. I find that helps a lot.
Yeah, and if you're getting a bit down by some of the heavier fiction titles, there's a lot of...
What you said earlier, like, it is pretty safe.
Difficult,
to read
it's... They make you happy.
Yeah.
It's an escape from reality. For a while, so
even a picture book. I know I've read a few picture books here at work, like just very quickly in 10 minutes. And I haven't read picture books in years, and I'm like, they just make me happy and laugh, and I'm like, oh, okay, that was fun. So,
the
like,
fluff one.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Or the I Ate My Friend.
Yeah.
I Ate My Friend was hilarious.
When you overthink it, you're like, cannibal. But
like earlier in the year, Triangle. I can't remember who wrote it, but like,
what's
was that
up
a sneaky
top?
Triangle?
What's up top with it? Yeah. That In My Room, that creativity one, which is beautiful.
Yeah. Oh god, just picture all the books that are around the office at the moment.
Like if you have a bad day, just go to the library, go to the picture book section, and just sit in a beanbag and read some picture books.
And what's great about picture books as well is you can get through them really quickly. So it's like a quick, happy fix. You know, in a couple minutes you'll be smiling, you'll be laughing.
Yes.
But I still think, so what, so far of the year, what has been your favourite read for a kid's book? Like a kid's book?
This year so far, I think.
Just this year.
Has to be the Jekyll Moriarty, the Inconvenient.
Which I'm going to read soon.
Bronte Middlestone. Because she's coming into
Society. Yeah, well, you got me excited for it.
Next week, I think it is.
I hope it's not that soon.
I think it's Thursday.
You haven't read a book yet.
It's Thursday of next week.
Uh-oh.
So, and I'm hoping to. I want to read Nevermore again before she comes into sight.
She's a few weeks away.
There's been so much hype over that book. I just want to, after having read it, I want to go back and reread it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, get a better feel for it.
Yeah, be fresh when she comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And The Crusader Cow, I definitely recommend picking that up because it is so much fun. I think you've got a copy. They did a beautiful
proof.
I do
have a copy. You got one and someone else got a copy.
Oh, I
can't remember who it wasn't me, though.
Okay. It's definitely worth the read because it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mine would be The Magic Misfits by Neil Patrick Harris. I really, really enjoyed that book.
Read that one now.
It was a lot of fun. I think as well, like the excitement, because I got to meet him when I got my book and it signed.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was in America. Yes. And I just think that like that made it all the more exciting. And it's got like cute, like in it, it's got like cute little like magic tricks as well. And I was like, that's really adorable. Like I just really enjoyed it.
I like the concept of it. Yeah, magic tricks rather than magic.
Well, Cosentino's got a book out.
Oh, really?
That's a middle grade title, and I did write
it. See, that'll be so good because he knows
all the tricks himself.
Fiction, and it comes with some tricks and stuff. Yeah, The Mysterious World of Cosentino, The Missing Ace,
which
is coming, I think it's this month.
Okay.
But, and then, you know, there's so many other ones coming this year, like The Tall Tales from a Forest. Sean Micallef has done an interesting twist on some of those fairy tales. Mm. But,
oh my god, how did I not bring up Garth Nix?
Oh,
I've never read Garth Nix.
Please read Frog Kisser, everybody.
I will. I own a copy. I just haven't.
It's just yet. What I love about it is it's kind of Princess Bridey in that it takes the tropes and it mocks the kind of the genre, but it's so funny and it just I love it because it takes their tropes and twists it on their head and I'm thinking about my favorite. That would be up there, but I still think Isabel Carmody's Kingdom of the Lost.
And you haven't read her Urban Outland series?
I haven't. I got it because Sarah was like, you must read it.
You have to read it.
And I obviously will. But I don't think Sarah would ever let me not read it anyway. But her this beautiful, beautiful kids series. And it is, as we said to her when she was here in her podcast, that it's not just for kids though. It is a kids book, but it reads for adults so much. I think you can appreciate it either way. Beautiful, beautiful illustrations, and I just came away from it. I felt like I was literally in another magical land.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of kids' books.
Mm. I thought I would have a favorite. It's like kids, but like it's a different kids. The Ninth Stories for Rebel Girls.
Oh yeah.
Which is I read that earlier, and I really enjoyed it.
I have not read it yet.
I loved the idea that like it was Good Ninth Stories. It was about real people. But it was very brief. Like you know, it's only a page of like. About each of the women featured in it, but I really liked that they had artists from all over the world.
And they're all women.
All women such do the concept. Art, and it was very bright and colourful, and I just think it was a really, beautiful. Really good
there's
concept.
There's a similar one, Great Women in Science, which is I really loved as well, going through the scientists that are sort of forgotten about.
Yeah.
So
there's so many fantastic people in our world I think we need to remember, and I think it was a nice way of doing it. Yeah. Nice style.
And there's a book two coming.
Yeah, it's just stayed on that top 10 bestseller list of ours for so long now. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It's just made such an impact. So that's one that there you go, will probably endure and into the next couple of generations and people will just read it to their kids and it will become a staple on your bookshelf. One of the ones I would buy if I had kids, you know. Oh, well, there we go. So many great kids' books have come out and are coming out, and we're so excited. And we've got some great authors coming in as well, so that's for their kids' books.
Yes, I'm so excited to meet some of these authors.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited to read this Jacqueline Moriarty one now.
Yeah,
and she's a copy of that. So if I can swing it, I will read it by next week as well.
It won't take you long. Once you get started, it just pulls you in. It is so much fun to read. Like in some ways it kind of reminds me of a series of Unfortunate Events but better. Happier. Not
bad. That's a very depressing series.
It's kind of like it just one thing happens after another and like once you get on the roller coaster you just want to keep reading. So
Yeah. Great. Fun. Well, bring it to a wrap there guys. Thanks for listening everybody. Don't forget to join us every Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.